This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, because, you know, we can get you some really good information. There's no question about it, especially right now as the world is continuing to spin. And by the way, I woke up this morning and Donald J. Trump was still my president. And Nancy Pelosi's president. Don't you hate it when that happens, Adam Schiff? Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We're going to be joined here momentarily with Dave Hodges, who's going to talk about quite a few things. Obviously, when we have Dave on the show, things start to spark up a little bit. But give you sort of a briefing. This is the day in which everybody's going to start the impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump in the Senate. That's going to be a big story. That's going to happen really in about 3-4 hours from now. So we'll be off the air at the time when this starts to go. But we'll be giving you all the coverage that we possibly can before then. It's going to be an interesting show today because we're going to have Dave on for a while. And we got Dean Reuter who's going to join us. He's going to be talking about his new book called The Hidden Nazi. That's going to be in the third hour today. And we're also going to be covering what happened yesterday, which I think is really the segue for Dave to step in, and we're also going to be talking about the impeachment process and also a whole bunch of other things. You know, we've got all kinds of information that's kind of coming together now for Dave and myself and other researchers about what is really going on at the, in the Ukraine and this whole thing about the California Military Reserve and their activities. We really got into it yesterday afternoon. Yesterday in the third hour about this, and I think it's just going to kind of continue here with Dave and all the other things. But first, welcome Dave Hodges to our show. Dave, welcome back. It's only been a week.
Oh, jeez, I know. I'm going through separation anxiety here.
Yeah. That's right. So, you know, here we are back again. I wanted to cover a couple of things. And, of course, I think maybe the first one we want to cover is what happened yesterday in Virginia, which I thought was just monumental.
Well, I think Antifa had their hand on the chicken switch. I interviewed a good friend of mine, and she chose to remain anonymous for good reason. And I interviewed her, 9 a.m. Eastern time in Virginia. And I said, any signs of Antifa? And she said, no, not at all. And I said, that's okay. They're sleeping off their cocaine high. They'll be there at noon. So I followed up with her at noon. Have you seen Antifa? No. I said, I think they have their hand on the chicken switch. They saw 100,000 patriots and ran for cover.
They did. They really, and you know, the patriots that were outside the chain link fence with all the weapons was impressive.
Yeah, that's why they didn't show up. And they were smart not to. Oh, I'm so sorry George Soros wasted all that money on all those buses.
Yeah. Yeah. In a little bit of background, ladies and gentlemen, this was going to be a big day in which there was going to be a lot of conflict. And, of course, this is actually something we all pretty much figured out on your own. You can do this. But, of course, the intelligence was coming in that it was going to be something a little bit more nefarious than that. And of course, they were setting it up. We're talking about the legislature of Virginia, which is bought and paid for by Michael Bloomberg, by the way. It's now sort of, I guess you would say, California Legislature East, because they have a monoparty system now in Virginia, and they've got a dictator as a governor, just exactly what we have out here in California. And they tried to really attack the Second Amendment in a big way, because that's Bloomberg's thing. But it's totally backfired on them. The people have risen up in Virginia and West Virginia in many different ways. And now the manifestation of that, I don't know if you're aware of it, what's going on in West Virginia. They're trying to claim now and actually bring into West Virginia counties of Virginia in an Article 4, Section 3 state split process, which caused them to become a state in the first place. It's just an incredible story. We're certainly covering it because of the new California state movement. But didn't happen. Things just did not happen there. Where there was a lot of other activity, I think Donald J. Trump had a lot to do with it.
I know he did. But you know, I think to the average person, they're going to find the science and technology to be a little far-fetched. But it's well documented. I wrote an article about it a couple of days ago on thecommonsenseshow.com. And I don't know. Maybe should I go there? Well, yeah. What we know is Trump protected the protesters in Virginia by two things directly. One was to establish a no-fly zone over Richmond. No drones, no nothing. So Northam couldn't have air support. And then they said, we're going to do GPS disruption. Well, the protesters coming in, and first of all, you know this is directed at Northam. I don't think protesters were going to fly in drones or F-16s. So clearly this was directed at Northam. And he had threatened in the past to bring in the UN or the National Guard to have roadblock checks and take guns and arrest all the protesters and made all these bold claims. And now the GPS is down, so he couldn't mobilize the UN forces, which he said at one time he was going to do. And then National Guard, they couldn't be mobilized effectively either without GPS. So that went to protect them. But I have really good information. And this is 60-year-old technology. And people just kind of like, ooh, conspiracy theory. Put your tinfoil hat on when you say this. But frequency modulation can change the mood of many human beings. Estimates are about 70 to 80% of us. And Project HARP is able to do that. And it's been demonstrated time and time again. Lots of documentation. And HARP was going to agitate the scene at Richmond, is the word I heard the Trump administration had. And these GPS signals combined with what was happening emanating from deep space satellites above the Earth were going to negate the HARP frequencies by changing the frequencies through an interaction of sound effects. And I'm not allowed to know, because it's supposedly classified, exactly how it works in detail. That was the general description I was given by four people in the intelligence agencies all working together. And Trump is now using the Space Command to basically be his biggest buffer against a coup and an overthrow, but he used it this time to protect the people at Richmond. And people say, I don't know if I believe this. Okay, let me start you on the journey. Jose Delgado, 1961, bullfight using electronic means, and he turned the bull into a passive creature. And then from there, he went to work for the CIA, and we know all the psychotronic stuff came out, MK Ultra, whole nine yards, and it's there. And to Trump's credit, everything was calm at Richmond.
Well, a lot of people, you know, I think our audience at Agenda 21 Radio, because we've talked about HAARP and everything because of the weather that we see, especially out here in the coverage that we've had to do with the Oroville Dam and the weather modification and all that stuff. And, the 5G technology, all these things, and, of course, the HAARP itself having the ability to be pinged, basically, off the ionosphere can change moods in people and things of that nature. Interesting thing that comes from this was one of the things that a lot of people really, when they turn the corner in terms of understanding how this is all being used as weather modification, weather warfare, mind altering, mood changing, and things like that, is when they get into the patents. And patents have been around for a long time. And I tell the story about when my wife and I, she had a house in Santa Ana, California, or she lived in a house in Santa Ana, California. And every day I'd, you know, go down and pick her up and see her. And then, you know, of course, they became my in-laws. But, in fact, I'm going to blow off the break. They became my in-laws, and for years I drove by this one particular house, didn't realize it. And the house belonged to a guy by the name of James Chang. And if you take a look at all those patents that were done some 40 years ago, James Chang used to work for Hughes Aircraft. And all the things for aluminum oxide, all the chemicals, the barium and all that stuff, he has a patent on all that stuff. And what's it for? Weather modification. And those are the patents that you know about some 40 years ago. That guy, I drove by his house for years, probably 20 years.
Just think what he did to your mind, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everybody's minds. You know,
what's interesting is Nick Begich Jr., a great researcher, a good guy. He published a book in 1997 called Angels Don't Play This HAARP, HAARP, after the project. He had page after page after page of documentation on this. And he has all the patents in there connected to mood altering, weather altering, and earthquake producing technologies. But also, too, I was lucky enough to get a copy of a document 8 years ago called Air Force Owning the Weather 2025.
Right.
And I probably shouldn't have had it then, but it has the same thing, all these patents on how they do all this stuff. So people say, well, that's just not true. Well, go to the commonsenseshow.com website, and in the search engine we provide, put down Air Force Owning the Weather 2025 and look it up. And it's all right there. And I believe President Trump, what I was told is accurate. I think the president's people moved to negate what they're doing at HAARP, because I know one thing. HAARP is controlled now by rogue elements of the military,
right,
because the military is split, and that includes the NSA, and the NSA is totally against Trump, and so he can't control what HAARP does. This is why he's moving to negate HAARP by control of the Space Command and what's going on in outer space.
Which is, the final frontier, as they say. But the tactic that was used to basically defuse that situation yesterday, it's clearly what the president's doing. I think, you know, I want to make this very clear. My sources, your sources were, absolutely spot on and everything. He was planning to do this. He did this. That's why he brought a whole naval fleet off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to disrupt GPS and so on. And GPS is actually being disrupted really in a lot of places all around the nation prior to this event. And what was very, very clear was he had a rogue, a very, very rogue governor. And he was taking an action against that governor of a state. And he took action, and it was appropriate, and so that we could preserve our union, because it was going to be a flashpoint. There was no doubt that they were trying to planned some very, very nefarious things. Of course, the buses being loaded up and all that other good stuff, they couldn't get there. They realized that. Plus, they also had very good internals going on. I'm not going to mention what they did, but internals going on at the event. But the notion that the president, what we just witnessed, that the president actually took a military action against a governor and a rogue legislature ought to spell bad things for California. I just thought I'd say that.
Yeah, I think he could put a lot of Chinese to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my answer to that, as well as some cartel members and some Benedict Arnolds who go by names like Kamala and Nancy.
And Diane.
Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yeah.
How do we know he's not a cross-dresser? Is he one of those drag queens that goes out to elementary school and gyrates while he tells kids stories?
I don't know, but I think he might have some nefarious lineage. That's our big suspicion right now. But yeah, and you have the California state legislators too that are of particular interest. That's a fact.
Yeah, Javier Becerra.
Oh yeah,
would he be one of those creatures?
Javier Becerra. Yeah, he'd be one of the people who met in 2009 with all the Indian tribes.
What did he tell them?
I don't know. I think that they were all kind of listening together and coming up with a plan for the destruction of California and the United States. That's just I just have that feeling. That's what probably was going on in that meeting. We're going to talk about that meeting at a future date, but it's kind of interesting how that whole thing goes on.
Well, in one sense, you can't blame the indigenous people for feeling the way they feel. I mean, it's the most discriminated against minority in the country.
Correct.
So I'd understand that sentiment. But knowing Native Americans as I do, and I don't profess to know thousands, I know some, I haven't heard that sentiment of wanting a revolution.
Well, it's only a select group. It's only a select group, which is interesting.
How many are we talking about?
Well, maybe four or five.
Okay, well, I thought there was some widespread conspiracy here. Okay, no. But I will tell you this, and this is kind of off the track where we're going, but I've been covering for years about how BLM allows corporate interests to come on Native land and extract mineral resources without properly compensating the Native tribes. Totally wrong, total theft.
Hmm.
I can't blame him for being upset. I'd be pissed.
No, I don't blame him at all. I don't blame him at all. It's kind of an interesting situation going on.
Well, Native Americans need a Martin Luther King figure.
They do, absolutely.
And they don't seem to have that right now. But I think the potential, the talent, certainly there. But it just hasn't coalesced. But natives are making good progress in many tribes and doing it through, like casino gambling and, bringing home the bacon, so to speak, in with having more money. But they need to really cultivate charismatic political figures. They really do. And once they do that, I think that they can kind of break through the discrimination that's still going on from the U.S. government and its policies that are so archaic.
Well, I agree. And it's little wonder why, and of course they've been very successful in the gambling areas and things like that. The bigger issue is the manipulation of them by outsiders. Again, we've seen this with our own U.S. government. Now there's other outsiders that have descended upon them, and that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for certain Indian tribes. There's no question about it. I want to get back to this Northam thing because I think it's really important. I think it's very, very pivotal. And what's happening in our nation today, you have a rogue government in the government of Virginia. It kind of just flashes upon the scene because you have a multi-billionaire, an oligarch, who basically comes in and floods, the system with money and basically gets his own people elected. So you have a monoparty system there. You see these monoparties jumping up now, or monoparty systems like you have here in California, like you have in New York. And now in Virginia, I wouldn't say so much a monoparty system in Illinois, even though it's dominated by Democrats, of course. But this is seems to be the trend, is that you basically buy yourself a legislature in a state, and you got a state. That's really what you got. That's what happened in California. They've had a state since 1996, actually, and they've had all this time to work it. Now we have a dictatorship that's basically got one foot into communism and the other still deeply embedded in socialism. So is this the trend, you think, Dave, for the rest of the United States?
Sadly, it is. I kind of took the nation's temperature when I looked at Owen Schroyer when he marched in a women's march in Washington, D.C. recently. And he attempted to engage women as they were saying, "I hate Trump, impeach Trump, he's a sexist, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "Well, why is it that you women aren't talking about Jeffrey Epstein enslaving underage girls?
Right.
Shouldn't that be a woman's issue? Or is this just a disguised anti-Trump march?" And, you know, middle fingers, being spit on, that kind of thing that Owen goes through. I thought his points were well taken. when I looked at people trying to discuss with him their feelings, and when people would talk to him calmly, he'd let them have their say. But if you got them beyond first sentence reasoning and you tried to get them into a second or third sentence to really articulate the logic behind their feelings, they were lost. They were unintelligible. They sounded like Nancy Pelosi trying to public speak. And it was just absolutely horrendous. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Charlotte Iserby is correct. The dumbing down of America has arrived, because right. We're seeing it. We're seeing it big time.
Yeah. She's did a great job in explaining all that stuff. You know, I want to get as you take a look at what happened in West Virginia with what the people did, which is really what was astounding there. They rose up. It rose up in many different levels. They protested. They did so very, very safely. And they had a safe environment. The president stepped in. The federal government stepped in. People don't realize the federal government stepped in to stop a potential flashpoint in which that was, you know, they denied the deep state their flashpoint yesterday, which is outstanding. I guess the bigger question is, where do states go from here? You know, we see the buying out by the oligarchs, but where do states legitimately go from here, and people within the states? What are your thoughts
on
that?
I've talked to people inside the intelligence communities and law enforcement agencies, and to a person, they think this is like a phase one, and this is my analysis of what they say. They haven't used these terms, but it's kind of a phase one where the deep state and the Democrats have been charged with bringing about a coup so they can have their Bolshevik revolution, do away with the Constitution, civil liberties, get this country in shackles through things like climate change and extreme tax and spend policies and repressive dictatorial rule over the people, and they're failing. And I think there is a phase two out there that I loosely refer to as the Tet Offensive. It's the mother of all false flags across the country, whether it be EMPs or massive terrorist attacks or all things at once. I think that's what looms in the background, is a phase two, and I think the communist Chinese are going to play a prominent role in this. When I take a look at the situation involving phase one, the Democrats have shot their wad. I mean, if they don't get Trump out in impeachment, short of assassination, it's clear sailing to reelection, and they can't have that. You see, I saw a poster the other day, Paul, and it really captured the truth of the matter. It was a brilliant poster. Had a picture of Trump, and it says, "They're not after me. They're after you, and I'm just in the way." And that has never been a truer statement mm-hmm. that I've seen recently.
That's correct. That's exactly right. That's been out for a while, but it it says everything about what is going on here with all these folks and all their nefarious activities. We're coming up to break right now. We're talking to Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things to talk about, and of course, we've just been covering the whole thing that's been going on in Virginia. And congratulations to everybody in Virginia for the great job that they did in taking back their state and taking back and protecting the Second Amendment. not only just for Virginians and West Virginians, but for the entire nation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're talking about a myriad of things. We just got done talking about Virginia. Like to switch gears here a little bit and go into the whole thing of the impeachment and your thoughts on what's going on with the impeachment. That starts the so-called trial starts today, Dave.
You mean the so-called witch hunt?
The witch hunt, correct. They're hunting today. The witches are hunting.
I mean, the second charge against Trump, which is obstruction, conspiring against Congress, I believe is how they worded it. So it's a thought crime. Because Trump is not allowed to say, I disagree with you. I'm not going to cooperate with you in a witch hunt. Here's what it comes down to. This is so simple. And then I have now some other exonerating evidence that's come forward. But Zelensky and Trump had a conversation. Nothing inappropriate about the conversation. The transcript was released. The recording was released. And nothing else matters because everything else is hearsay. I mean, to me, I don't know why the Senate is talking about taking so long. They should just listen to the phone call, read the transcript, and go, well, those are the only eyewitnesses, case dismissed. And now we know through Seneca, Rosemont Seneca, that Joe Biden was running interference for his son on Burisma. And federal law requires, not ask the president, but requires him, it's his duty under the Constitution and under statute, to investigate possible criminal behavior before foreign aid can be dispensed. And I brought this up the last time I was on your show. And that's exactly what Trump was doing. And we now know that Kofor Black, and here, let's see, I have a name written down here. This is such a massive data dump here. Devin Archer and John Kerry's stepson, one of the Hines boys. Chris Hines. They were all involved in chicanery with Burisma, and Burisma had a hand in weapon systems in Ukraine. In fact, they're arms dealing through their subsidiaries to places like Iran and the Sudan, which is illegal. And so if Joe Biden's running interference, and they know they played golf with Ukrainian armed leaders, and the biggest arms dealer in Ukraine in 2013 did a political fundraiser for Adam Schiff. I don't know how that's not illegal. And it was held in Washington, D.C., and I published the ticket for the advertisement of it. So there's no doubt this happened. And we have Nancy Pelosi's picture attending the event. 2013, Trump had a duty to investigate. There's another exonerating factor there. There's the criminality that statute demands the president investigate. It should be case dismissed on the first day.
Well, and of course, we have some other people pulling a lot of strings. And one of the people that's still pulling a lot of strings and trying to basically act, I think, is cover. There's no question that Mitt Romney is a cover man for a lot of different people. And he certainly got himself reelected or got himself elected to a Senate position, I think, on purpose to make sure that he was a cover man for other people. You have some information about that.
I do, and I call him Catcher Mitt Romney, because he is a kind of a focal intersection point where he attempts to control a lot of factors. But let's get into his 2012 campaign. He had a national security advisor in his 2012 campaign named Kofor Black. Kofor Black is on the board of directors for Burisma. Do I need to go any further? I can, but I mean, doesn't that kind of like case closed here?
No, I think Kofor has a few other activities as well.
Well, how about 9/11? He participated in 9/11 cover-up. He had intel in his role working with the CIA at the time, and actually was with a counter-terrorist unit connected to the CIA. He had intel prior to the 9/11 attacks that he held on to. He was also stationed just before that in Saudi Arabia. And he started the process of getting the Saudis who hijacked the planes, the 19 Saudis, passports. And Brennan came in after he left and completed the job.
I'm sorry, that was John Brennan?
That would be John I converted to Islam Brennan, who became the CIA director, yes.
Shocking. Following Petraeus, who was, of course, CIA director during Benghazi. And then John Brennan comes on board, and his first assignment is to go and help overthrow the sitting president, shockingly, of Ukraine.
Amazing.
I'm just shocked by that.
It's raining coincidences here on Agenda 21 Radio.
That's right. It's a storm going on.
I'm a coincidence theorist now.
Yeah, that's right. That's you.
God help me. This is so amazing here. I did an interview that's up on thecommonsenseshow.com with Alexander Daly, who does a lot of research for The Common Sense Show, does a great job. And she had my head spinning last night. In fact, when she came out with this Burisma stuff and Joe Biden, and it was Rosemont Seneca connection, I stopped the interview there and I said, whoa, hold on. President Trump needs to hear this right away, because this is exoneration material. He was investigating criminal intent involving Joe Biden. There's no political gain here. Biden's a criminal. And you notice Biden even released a a press release yesterday, and he said, my son has no business testifying to blah, blah. Yeah, he does if the president is investigating criminality prior to a foreign aid displacement. Who does he think he is? And he says, I won't show up if I'm subpoenaed. Then take the bastard and put him in chains and bring him to the Senate.
And that might very well happen, believe it or not.
I hope so.
You know, the thing that that a lot of people don't understand about this whole progression that we've seen, that we've seen weapons that have fallen into the hands of all these different people around the world, that there's a network that actually helps to facilitate the weapons transfers, and we think that network actually is controlled out here in California, believe it or not. And there's more to that story. But, you know, as we start to go around the world and we look at places like Latvia and other places in Yemen and then Saudi Arabia, and then we get into Ukraine, and then we get even into California. And yesterday we were talking about the Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow connections to everything. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing with the gun running and Leland Yee and all this other good stuff. All these weapons that you're talking about, all this business that you're talking about with the Ukraine is really all part and parcel of the same thing. And if you got Nancy Pelosi attending parties for Adam Schiff that's sponsored by Igor Pasternak, who happens to be the, quote, arms dealer that they're working with, and he's the guy who is bringing in weapons from Qatar into Benghazi, Benghazi into Turkey, destined, oddly enough, as we have found out in our research, those 800 tons of weapons were actually going to be sent to America. And they ended up in a different port. 800 tons. And, of course, that was part of the Leland Yee thing.
Leland Yee, you mean the friend of Hillary Clinton who did fundraising for her?
No. That was Ed Buck.
No, Leland Yee did, too.
Oh, he did? Oh, I'm shocked. Yeah, I'm so shocked.
I wrote an article on that back in about 2014, 2015. Yeah.
I am so shocked at that. Just shocking.
Leland Yee, yeah. Yeah, I pictured Hillary next to him, side-by-side photos, and Leland was in his prison jumpsuit. Clear connections to the Clinton Foundation, absolutely.
Well, you know, you had Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, and, of course, one of his really good friends was Dianne Feinstein's aide, who, of course, was fired because he was a Chinese spy.
Did they put him in prison? Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I think he went back to China.
So we don't arrest traitors anymore unless they're actually Americans?
I guess that's the case. I don't know what happened.
It's legal to spy.
I'm just guessing. I have no idea what happened to him.
God.
And a spy, and of course, she handled it, as they said, so appropriately. She fired him, really. Yeah, but didn't know that for 14 years he had been spying on America, right? That's always a really good excuse. And working with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, known to do that. Shrimp Boy is still in prison. Oh, yeah. And so is Leland Yee.
They should be.
Yeah. California state senator turns arms smuggler. And
do you think Hunter Duncan is part of this regime?
Hunter Duncan, the defrocked, dethroned member of the House of Representatives from San Diego?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I'm not really sure. I haven't gotten into the Hunter Duncan business. I haven't done that yet. I mean,
I haven't either. It seemed like a logical connection because they got him for arms, taking money from arms dealers under the table. And there was – what was his predecessor? There was a congressman there, late 50s, early 60s, who was also taking defense contractor money as a congressman.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy who was the pilot, the Vietnam prisoner.
I
can't remember his name right now.
You got some bad politicians there in California.
Well, you know, they learned the corrupt way, you know. That's so it goes. And pretty soon they get stung. And, of course, now it's really going to come cascading down on them with the Trump administration because, all the sources that we've been talking to and people have been bringing out information, all this stuff is going to go somewhere, and it's going to end up in the lap of people like Gavin Newsom and many of the California state legislators and Javier Becerra and Alex Padilla. All these people are destined for, you know, meeting with the Trump people.
Well, get the mayor of Oakland. I mean, she's a good one. Obstruction of justice.
Right. Obstruction of justice. Right. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Then you have Bill Ayers' adopted son, who happens to be now the mayor of what? San Francisco.
I could not write a script like this.
You can't make it up. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And, you know, there's so much going on, and especially as you get into this whole thing with Ukraine and it starts to expand itself, Dave. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see the end of this Ukrainian thing for quite some time. And, of course, as we get into the whole trial here for the president of the United States, this is going to become the worst nightmare that the Democrats could ever hope for. The people of America are not going to tolerate this. That's why I think it's going to be good that there's going to be this exposure. And I know that the president has a pretty good defense team. And I don't see them getting 20 Republican senators to flip on the president. It's just not going to work. And that's what they have to do.
And the ones that do need to be investigated. Are they being blackmailed by the Epstein empire? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, or are they in some way, shape, or form? And again, you know, there's, as you know, and maybe our audience doesn't know so much, but as you know, there's a great network of politicians in general who have engaged and been touching this money for all these weapons that are being shipped around the world. And there's a lot of them still out there. And, of course, many of them, there's senators and there's congressmen, there's members throughout state houses and in all of America that have had some sort of finger on this, and all of them are going to be touched. All of them, every single one, are going to be touched and outed in the next couple of years. And they know it.
Post-election?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, they're all going to come tumbling
Otherwise,
down.
Otherwise, Trump runs the risk of looking like sour grapes.
Right. I mean, there's only so much they can do, too, you know. They're still got to rid themselves of the deep state, and the deep state has penetrated. You mentioned earlier about the Air Force and about the other, and about the Space Force and so on. A lot of people don't understand the really deep, deep, deep penetration that's been going on, and a lot of it comes from really after World War II with Operation Paperclip and other programs that brought Nazis to the United States, and the Nazis were involved in, you know, building up space technology and things like that, but a lot of Nazis managed to get out through the rat line, as Peter Lavenda put out in his book, and of course the Hitler legacy that followed that. And they're still here, they're still influencing, and they're still in government. Big time.
Well, you know, I've used this analogy a couple times the last couple of days, but it fits. I remember I was watching an episode of Oprah. Why, I have no idea. I must have been sick on the couch or something. But they went and rescued a woman. This is actually a noble thing that Oprah did. They went and rescued this shut-in who had agoraphobia, and she'd been on her couch for almost 20 years. And they discovered as they tried to remove her from the couch that the linings of the couch had grown into her skin.
Good boy.
And it had to be surgically removed. That's an analogy I use for the deep state. I used to think the deep state was over here or over there.
Right.
But it's embedded in the fabric of this country, in every institution, in every aspect of our lives.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And
I don't know how we get rid of it.
Well, I think that I think the president has a plan. There's no doubt in my mind he's got a plan. And I think that the start of the real overt activity that happened yesterday by the president, which was to basically use the military against a rogue government in Virginia. And he did it, and it was successful. And he protected the people, I might add, who were, by the way, protesting to protect the Second Amendment. And that's, you know, it doesn't get to be a better story than that, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah, Northam has been really quiet. He's got to go to a plan B.
I don't know if they've got a plan B on this one. I don't think they expected this. They knew they had trouble as soon as they flicked the switch for the GPS. They knew they were in trouble. And I think it was kind of like, as I was talking to somebody on Sunday afternoon, one of our big sources said they're just squirming around like rats right now. I thought, oh, okay, let's see how this whole thing plays out. And of course, yesterday it was the one person was arrested. I guess some young lady didn't want to take off her face mask, and that indicates to me that's an Antifa person.
Mm-hmm.
One person was arrested yesterday.
Or someone looking for a blind date.
That's
I mean, she might have had plausible deniability there, you know. Oh, I'm so ugly, I got to wear a face mask. But, it's funny because the person I interviewed twice from Ground Zero, she said, there's nothing here. Where are they? We're looking for them. And couldn't find them. But, you know, what's interesting, too, is the setup. Mike Adams labeled it the kill zone around the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at a video where someone had actually walked the whole perimeter. And there was only one way in and one way out. If they'd had an emergency, say like a fire or a chemical bio release, and people started to run, people would have been trampled in large numbers. It was so unsafe. It was unbelievable.
Well, you know, I brought this out to our audience that my concern was that if you take a look at the Capitol and the way it's laid out there, it's very similar to how the state capitol arrangement is in California. California state capitol actually has the roads are a little bit tighter around it, but the basic layout is the same. If you were to take all the trees down in the state capitol of California, it would look very similar. It would have that open area and so on, but we have the trees. But in the area around the state capitol, it's a perfect kill zone. Perfect. Only one way in, one way out, if you have snipers on top. And of course, that was one of the big concerns that a lot of people had, was that it was going to turn into something like Las Vegas and bring in all these embeds. And of course, they had screened for weapons so that people, once they got onto the capitol grounds, they had no weapons, and they had screening for that. There was a lot of other internal stuff that was going on in terms of security. I'm not going to mention about that. But it could have been a very bad situation. And we pointed out all those things to a lot of different people, and they were in agreement. And it's interesting that the way the president did it. They had a complete plan, and I'll tell you, that plan is working in California. I can tell you that right now. They're going to work a plan in California. That is an absolute fact.
I think there's no question that that's coming. Trump displayed his genius in the art of the deal with Virginia. No question about it. The question is now, how is he going to dismantle the organized crime element from Congress in Ukraine? Ukraine is the biggest arms dealer on the planet.
Yep.
How's that going to happen? How can he dismantle something that's so interwoven into our own fabric?
Well, we got a break coming up, and when we come back, we'll try to answer that. And hopefully you can stay over a little part of the first part of the second hour, because we got a lot to talk about still. So here, got a break coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're sponsored by Aram Solar, 866-676-5276, Aram Solar, if you want to make sure that you have energy generation. In other words, when they turn off the power, automatically your generator kicks on, the Aram Solar. With us is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. Dave, you ran an article yesterday, about an hour, and who are you interviewing and what were you finding out? We only have about a minute to get this one prepped for the next hour.
Be a prep. I was interviewing Alexander Daly, who does research for the Common Sense Show, and she does a great job. And it was just one bombshell after another. And we thought we could do this in an hour, and we now think it's going to be a three-parter. We're going to do the second part tonight. And it was all about the Burisma connections, Kofor Black, Mitt Romney, the Bidens, the Kerrys, the whole cast of characters. But we went into great detail. We even found someone who does quick-acting cancer connected to Kofor Black's interests.
Quick-acting cancer.
Yeah, it's called DC Vax, and it's about quick-acting cancer. You may have heard those rumors where people can be given quick-acting cancer and die.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, having myself from stage 4 cancer, I get that. Quick-acting cancer. Yeah, and that's it does act quickly, by the way. There's no question.
I suspect Air America flying over your house and dropping pixie dust.
Well, you know, there are those thoughts that go around about the planes spraying the atmosphere.
Yeah, I know. Course.
Anyway, we're listening, or we've been talking with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. He's going to rejoin us in the next hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to have Dean Reuter. He's written a book called The Hidden Nazi. Boy, we're sort of into the Nazis today. Speaking of you know, people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. It's very Hitlerian what's going on here. I don't think people understand that. When you study, you know, the Third Reich, is this really the Fourth Reich, Dave, in your opinion, what we're seeing?
Yeah, it is, and I got to be careful because my dad came from Germany.
Uh-oh.
So I'm first generation on his side, and let's hope people don't think I'm one of those Nazis. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you've been doing your job of outing these people. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hear more from Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a lot of things going on with New California. We got our fingers crossed right now. We're hoping for the best for a lot of different things for the convention coming up, which is going to be the latter part of February, the February 28th and 29th. We just have an absolutely outstanding convention. It's going to be an awesome thing. Anyway, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.